figured out how I'm going to get new socks in the kitchen. In the house. Jennifer's going to a movie this afternoon. I'm going to go hit Arizona Hiking Shack on the way home and load up on about 20 pair of new socks.
Well, there better be 20 in the trash when I get home.
Romy, we were talking about home equity here a few minutes ago, and I've noticed in my humble 40-year remodeling experience, primarily here in Phoenix, I've done some all over the state of Arizona and some in South Louisiana, but the majority of my experience is right here in the state of Arizona. People will remodel when they have home equity, particularly with interest rates as low as they are right now. So you buy low, you sit in it for a few years and let the wave come back. We're at the top of the wave right now. I don't know if we're at the top of the wave, but we're in a very good position right now. We've now surpassed the average median price of a home that peaked in 2007. We're now past that again. But I don't think any of them compare to this article you picked out.
Well, it was interesting. It is a home that was built in 1913, and this is in the country of Spain, by a descendant of a wealthy merchant with long time stands to the area. And it became for sale for the first time in 1983. And this couple bought it for 16 million Spanish pestas.
Okay.
P-E-S-E-T-A-S, pestas, which is equivalent to $100,000.
Okay. They bought it for $100,000 when?
1983.
In 83, okay.
So 36 years ago.
It's a fair price for a little castle on the Mediterranean.
6,700 square feet.
Big, okay, nice size.
Couple is now in their 70s, and they find the property too large to handle.
Yes.
Has a lot of neat features like the pool. The water comes directly from the mountains above. It's piped right into the pool.
Love it. Okay.
They've spent the entire time restoring it, keeping it to its natural age beauty, maintaining it.
Paid $100,000 for it in 83.
36 years later, it's listed for $24.5
million. No, baby, that's some equity right there, man. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That's a return on investment, too.
Whoa. Let's say you only get half of that, your asking price. There isn't anywhere in the world you can't move for $12 million and live the rest of your 20, 30 years, man. Out.
Well, Jennifer was mentioning last week that Arizona is the second highest location for California relocate. And that primarily is an equity thing because they can sell the overinflated home in California, come here, still buy our homes at the peak of appraisal, and still have lots of cash left over to live on.
I just wonder when those buyers are going to dry up in California. Where does that money keep coming from?
Well, I'll tell you, they got a lot of folks in California. We can take them for a long, long time.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
There was a publication that I get a weekly report from, the Arizona Commerce Authority.
Yes.
And it was stating that tech companies have turned the Southwest Valley into a hub for innovation and technology and estimate more than 9,000 tech companies in Arizona.
Yeah.
So that big tech Silicon Valley isn't, you know, I'm not saying we're going to overcome that, but they're not going to be the dominant tech.
That Southeast Valley is really driving that industry.
Let's
see if we can take Jim, who's calling from beautiful Catalina, Arizona. Good morning, Jim. Happy New Year, my friend.
Good morning. Well, Happy New Year to you too, guys, and to your whole team. Really appreciate everything you guys do for us.
What are you trying to tackle this year?
Well, what I'd like to know, and maybe you can help me with, and maybe this question will help a lot of other homeowners as well, where my patio door frame connects to or meets up with the tile in our living room, there's a line of grout that was put in by the builder to separate the two and hold the tile in place. Well, I think because the two dissimilar materials, being the aluminum and the tile and the grout, react differently to changes in temperature and humidity, my grout line in that area keeps cracking and breaking apart. So my question is, what's the best material to put in that joint to reduce or eliminate the cracking?
Well, there's a There's a couple little tricks I mentioned at the top of the hour. I'll share tricks of the trades with you. I'll tell you one of the tricks we use when we're going up against an aluminum threshold is we take a bicycle inner tube and cut it into strips and mastic apply it to the backside of the aluminum threshold. And then we grout up to that, and it allows a small little expansion cushion between the aluminum and the grout. And then we then let the grout cure, come back and slice a small V in it at the top, and then we apply a sanded grout in the color, sanded caulk in the color of the grout. And that is about the most reliable way you can stop that crack from reappearing, because you are exactly right. The two materials are not thermally stable, dimensionally stable, and they are going to fight each other constantly. So give them a little cushion between the two, and it'll eliminate a lot of that and help you a whole bunch. I bet it was a chilly morning in Catalina this morning. But I bet it was beautiful. I was talking to our friends at Temperature Control in Tucson, and he says, man, we've had a snow-covered setting for 2 weeks.
Nice.
What a beautiful setting. Tucson with the Catalinas under snow.